Carrie Bingle. Are you there?
Yeah, that's Carrie Bagnell. But you
are. I'm sorry, Bagnell. And you are with Jungle Friends?
Jungle Friends Primate Sanctuary here in Gainesville, Florida.
Gainesville, Florida, of all places. What is the weather like there?
The weather? It has been rainy for about the last week, but
yeah.
It's sunshine and balmy and beautiful.
They were concerned about the shuttle landing in Florida this morning, and it looks like it may be scrubbed there and land at Edwards Air Force Base in California, perhaps.
Yes, that's what I heard.
Yeah. Well, listen, Carrie, one of my daughters is named Carrie, but she spells her name K-E-R-I.
Oh, well, it's close.
Yeah, it's close. Tell us about your organization and how you got started.
Okay. Well, actually, it's kind of a funny story how it got started.
Okay.
I call it kind of a going-away gift from an ex-boyfriend. He bought a monkey and then grew tired of her shenanigans and said, take that monkey and go away. So,
oh, wow.
Jungle Friends was born with a pet monkey that was purchased by an ex-boyfriend. And then I learned very quickly that monkeys do not make good pets. They make very, very bad pets, not only for the humans that have a monkey in their home, but also for the monkey. Because what I did not know was that the monkeys are literally stolen from their mother's arms.
Really?
Babies, yes. As early as 3 days old or a few weeks old. And they will, the capuchin monkeys, which are very popular as pets right now, unfortunately, will live on the backs of their mothers for up to 2 years nursing and clinging. So it's really a horrible, horrible thing for that to happen.
That is a sad situation. I'm sure that most people don't realize that.
No, they don't. They sell them all over the Internet, you know, and I don't think anyone gives too much thought to where they came from or where their mothers are or their families.
Well, what about the legalities involved here with having monkeys as pets?
Fortunately for you in California, they are illegal as pets, and they've been illegal as pets for 10 or 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately for us, they are legal here in Florida, and they're legal in probably about 20-some states. I'm not sure how many now. With the recent attacks, monkeys escaping and chimps chewing off people's faces and things, they're starting to make them illegal at an unprecedented rate, which is great. That is happening. The unfortunate thing is that the sanctuaries, we're all full to the brim. We've got more monkeys than we can care for, and because we're nonprofit and limited funding, we need to grow and we need to expand and we need more money to build and we need money to pay caregivers, and it's really
kind of a never-ending battle.
It is. And if we can make it illegal, if it will finally be illegal in all states, it will end someday, you know.
And I'm going to assume that you're fighting to make that happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
People don't realize also just how strong monkeys are, whether they're small like I'm assuming the monkey that you spoke about, but that chimpanzee, that attack on that lady with that chimpanzee, they are tremendously strong.
Oh, they can pull your arms off.
Oh, yeah, and people don't realize that.
Are crazy. And even a little 5-pound monkey can bite your ear off. I mean, I know of people who have lost, you know, they've ripped their ears off.
Oh, my.
They've been in the hospital. They've been hospitalized for weeks because of infection. They are relentless. Once they attack, they just keep after you. They just get in this craze. Well, they're wild animals.
Oh, sure.
And the problem is in the wild, a monkey is not going to attack you if they're living free and in the wild and with their friends and their family and they're doing their monkey thing. But these monkeys are prisoners.
Yeah.
People imprison them in their homes and imprison them in small cages. And I try to give them as much space as I possibly can and fun things to do and other monkeys to play with. But truth be told, I'm a jailer, too. They're
sure.
They're lock and key. And it's wrong. And they know in their heart of hearts that something is really wrong.
What types of monkeys are most common, I guess?
Well, right
as
now
pets.
We have a lot of capuchin monkeys, several species of capuchin monkeys. Spider monkeys are also very common as pets.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of spider monkeys, squirrel monkeys, marmosets, tamarins.
Wow, just goes on and on, huh?
They're all pets. Now, we have a lot of ex-laboratory research monkeys, too, about 30%.
Wow.
the good thing is that typically labs would just kill the monkeys when they were finished with their research. Now we're very happy that they are moving towards sanctuary homes. The problem is they don't provide, most of the labs do not provide funding for them.
Let me ask you something else, too. Monkeys that have been, sort of typically raised in captivity, I guess you could say, can they be returned to the wild?
Unfortunately not. I have tried. I've wanted someone to get me an island so I could release them.
Oh, there you go.
And I did find a place in Panama that I was very hopeful to be able to release some of the indigenous species there that we have. There were monkeys that were on these islands. Unfortunately, when humans want the islands, the monkeys all got kicked off.
Yeah.
The problem is there's no place for them to go. Human encroachment is taking over all their wild areas.
While you're at it, see if you can find me an island.
There you go.
maybe that's the answer.
There you go. Okay. I'll let you know as soon as I've got one in line.
You got a deal. Listen, Carrie, if folks can help out, how can they do that?
Well, they can go to the website, which is www.junglefriends.com. .org.
Okay.
And all of our information is right there. You can see there's videos of the monkeys playing and having a great time, and there's a link that says Stop the Exotic Pet Trade that will show you how you can help, you know, with legislation and stop the trade in monkeys and other exotic animals.
And certainly you're not opposed to having folks send you some dinero either, right?
Please send money.
Yeah.
We need money desperately and help. So if you can come and volunteer, yes, we're desperate, especially in these really struggling in these economic times right now.
Please keep us informed.
Thank you so much.
Keep us on the list here, and we'll see what we can do from this end.
Okay, super. Thanks for talking with me.
You're welcome, Carrie, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.